Lifeway Leadership Podcast Network.
You're listening to the newchurches.com Q&A podcast. New Churches is an online hub for the mission of church multiplication. Here you'll find the resources and training you need to get started, as well as a community of church planting and multi-site experts to help you thrive. My name is Daniel Lim, and I'm here with Todd Atkins.
What?
A water drinking Todd Atkins, not a cold brew drinking Todd Atkins,
or a monster or rock star drinking Todd Atkins.
You never got into Red Bull?
I don't know, not really. It's a price point issue for me.
Oh, okay.
I'm just saying. So the other two are usually on sale.
And is it also because Red Bull looks smaller?
I think so too.
And Monster and Rockstar probably is. It's bigger, so it seems like more value.
I guess so.
So you know that was key in their marketing plan?
Who's?
In Monster and Rockstars.
That it was bigger?
Yeah, they made it bigger because they wanted, because Red Bull was
incredibly
successful in Europe. But when they came here, they didn't do that well. And when Monster and Rockstar launched here, they wanted to go big. They wanted they wanted to actually have
there's
big
so can. Many different energy drinks.
Yeah, because everyone was like, even grocery stores were like, oh, that's how much you're selling Red Bull for? No one will pay that.
Were you with me when we went to NAM, North American Mission Board?
For
some kind of training, pipeline, something. And
I
talked Chinese in front of their.
We met all together.
Not that one. The one I was like at their China thing Muka. And we went through, I was in front of the whole staff.
No, I wasn't.
And I had a NOS.
Oh, yeah. Where did they go?
And they introduced me and they were like, and he's probably the first person that we've had here leading a thing that is drinking an energy drink on stage or something like that. I'm like, okay.
That's awesome. You ever talk energy drinks with Dr. Rayner here?
No, but he drinks them.
Yeah, he does. All right. So we have a question on change. Now, this question in particular is a great one for the time of year, because next month, March 14 to 15, we are going to be in Orange County, California. Helping you develop a plan for change. This is not just in Orange County, but in Austin in September and Nashville in October. We are putting on this new event called Blueprint Coaching as a part of Lifeway Leadership, where you come with an area that you want to change and we will help you develop a unique 90-day plan. We have a process that is going to help you implement change well. So if you haven't yet registered for Orange County, Austin, or Nashville, then you can just go to leadership.lifeway.com/events or hit the show notes here and we will get you information. You'll be able to find information for each of those. And also, if you're a Plus member, and we'll get straight into the question after this, if you are a Plus member, remember, our January ready-to-use resource for you was a 25% off coupon for this event, all right? That's 25% off any of the tiers, any of the events this year. So if you're a Plus member, be sure to do that. And if you're not a Plus member, you can join for a month.
Just saying.
You can join for a month. You don't have to pay the annual fee. Just join for a month. Grab the tryout Plus membership, and you also get the code, the 25% off code for Blueprint Coaching. All right, so let's get into today's question.
Let's do that.
Today's question is from Daniel Williams, and I'll read it for us right here. What are some helpful tips to personally continue to change and grow as a leader and not get stuck in a rut? Not get stuck in a rut. Man, isn't it so easy to get stuck in a rut as a leader?
Yeah.
I mean, when we had Kerry Newhoff on to talk about his new book, I believe it was the one of the two episodes when we interviewed him on the Five Leadership Questions podcast. I remember him talking about couches, right? It was either that or somewhere else.
No, I don't remember couches.
No? Okay. So I believe it was him that talked about, hey, why do a lot of old people always have old couches? And partly
is there a punchline?
No, partly is because when you get, I mean, think about it. When you're in your 20s, what couch did you have in your home? It was like a free one, right?
Right.
Or a hand-me-down. Right. And then you get in your 30s and you're like, oh, okay, let's buy an, you know, kind of a middle tier couch. You know, right. Kids are still going to ruin things, so can't be too nice. And then when you're in your 40s, you're like, okay, kids have grown up a little bit. Let's get a nice couch. Let's finally splurge and get a nice couch. And then the next thing you know, you're 60 and you have the same couch you did 20 years ago.
That could be it.
Right. So part of it is once you get into, and we interviewed Dr. Jeff Orge from right. Gateway Seminary on this as well for the Five Leadership Questions podcast, right? The whole idea that do people like change?
No, they don't like change.
Yeah, but people like changing it to what they want it to be. And once it's changed to what they want, then
they don't like change.
They don't want, yeah, exactly.
He was basically saying, hey, it's a myth that people actually like change. Which I don't know if I agree with.
Yeah.
Completely. Well, my team, you guys, mm-hmm. everybody knows on that works with us that there are a lot of things that I don't care about. Mm-hmm. Like, it's like, oh, Todd won't care about this. Todd won't care about that. There are a few things that I will absolutely have an extremely strong opinion on.
Yeah, like, try giving Todd a Monster energy drink. He will flip. He will literally open it and just pour it out on the ground right in front of you. And he's like, do you even know me?
Why would I do that?
I'm just joking. That would be hilarious.
It would be.
And this is what I think of your energy drink.
And the old building probably would have done that. New building, not so much. I would say that that some people do like change. The big thing here is you're talking about a person changing themselves or really growing.
Continuing to grow.
Absolutely.
So how do we just not get stuck in a rut as leaders?
I think one of the things that we've talked about on the podcast before is posture. Mm. And I think it's all about having an intentional posture versus an intuitive posture. And I know I don't want to beat that dead horse again, but most people are in place where they are as leaders. Most of your listeners are in place because I guess there are listeners. I was on a podcast earlier, so I went into interview mode. Most of our listeners are probably intuitive leaders, and our job with this podcast is to help them be more intentional leaders. Mm. So most people would say, oh, I don't drift through life in neutral. But at the end of the day, if you stop learning, you stop growing. And if you stopped growing, man, as a leader, if you're not a learner, you got a short shelf life. So you need to see part of your role. You need to come at your role as a leader from the posture of I'm going to learn in front of people. Mm-hmm. Part of my job as a leader is to be a learner in front of people.
Yeah. And you need to know yourself. You need to know yourself and what motivates yourself to learn. Now, there are some of you who just love learning for the sake of learning, and you don't need a due date, you don't need a project, you don't need a deadline or anything like that to learn. You're just going to do it because you love the process of learning from going from nothing to knowing a lot. If in the StrengthsFinder language, you probably have the theme learner. But for everyone else, there's probably going to be different motivations or cues or nudges that you need to learn. And if especially you know you're like that, if in school you usually the deadline is the thing that drove you or you crammed for tests or it's, oh, no. I should probably do this. Oh, wait, I need to do it by next week. I better start right now. And sometimes, and you know, I think sometimes if that's how you operate, you need to know that. So what are some deadlines you can create for yourself? So for example, maybe you want to bring some accountability in and say, okay, let's together, because accountability always helps. And it's like, okay,
shame.
Shame, fear, guilt. Exactly. Yeah.
What's your motivation here?
So choose your candy here, right?
It's usually shame or reward, let's be honest.
Yeah. So that's where you can get a group of other, you know, friends together and be like, hey guys, let's challenge each other to read a book a month. Or, you know, especially if last time you read a book was like a year ago, maybe a book a month. Don't go a book a week, right? Or one book a year. Do that. Find the people, identify, okay, either choose the same book or choose different books and say, at the end of this month, what is our accountability? And, you know, make sure there's pain to it.
You know how
if you don't do it, what are you going to lose? What are you going to give up? You got to buy us all lunch if you don't do it. or you gotta, you know,
I've been there. I've been there with our team recently.
Yeah. So I mean, what is that thing that's gonna hurt? Because that pain will motivate.
You know what's interesting is, so I started tweeting through books because of this very thing. Because
is that
I knew,
why you started?
Totally.
Oh.
I knew if I said I'm going to tweet through, you know, making a difference this weekend, that I would have to do it. Because if I'm saying that, you know, out there publicly, that enough people would call me out or whatever. And I would say, hey, I'm going to tweet through this book, pick it up and read along with me. And that's how that whole thing started. I don't do as many as I used to, honestly. I did one recently. But
they were epic.
It was.
Yeah, you did it for a few years.
Yeah, and at least one a month for a long time.
Yeah.
And I did one recently, and I'm going to try to pick that back up. Barnabas Piper constantly and consistently reminds me that I have not yet tweeted through his book. But if you went on Twitter and you did, don't let it autofill in, but search at Todd Adkins, hashtag no silver bullets.
Yeah.
You would find like 40 of my favorite quotes from Daniel's book.
It was great.
And you would see, you know, different people interacting, because the interesting thing about that is it's going to hit different people differently. And then, you know, inevitably on Twitter or anywhere else, you're going to have banter happen. So I think that was a great way for me personally to create a way for me to feel the pressure to actually tweet through the book. Yeah. It was accountability.
Yeah. Another thing to do, obviously this is individual, and if you're learning together with others, yeah, obviously that's with other people as well. But sometimes leaders feel like they're stuck in a rut because nothing has changed in the last while, right? Maybe things are stagnant at the church, or it's just a really rough time where you're not getting a lot of sleep at home because your kids are young. Or your kids are a little bit older and there's not as much chaos and whatever that is, right? There are moments in life, and there's seasons in life too. Sometimes in the winter or in the spring where you're kind of like, oh, I want to change, or I want to do this, or what's coming up. In those moments, if God has called you to where you're at, I know some people who just want to change jobs, or they just want to make this massive change because they want something new. Don't necessarily, if God's obviously calling you to do that, then sure. But don't always associate, don't always go straight to your work for that. Perhaps you can change what you're doing. Perhaps there are ways that you can actually volunteer in the community. Perhaps there are ways that you can start new projects, or you can start whatever outside of your regular job. And by doing those things and getting into a place where, hey, I'm not the expert anymore, I need to, like, I don't know anything about this.
Right.
That's actually going to challenge you, and that could actually bring about a lot of energy and vigor into the rest of your life.
So get out your Googles and Google 5 moments of need. Actually, I think I did a blog post on this. There's 5 moments of need that everybody, when they feel like, oh, I actually need training, or I need development.
Oh, that's good.
And so it's really cool, because it's like when I need to learn something new, or when I put into a new position, or, you know, some of those standard things. But it's really helpful to understand when you people have a natural propensity to learn. And so that's important. Another thing that I would say is good is, you know, sometimes we learn best by teaching. And so there may be something that you already know, but if you sign up to teach a course on it, or you do what you're supposed to do as a leader, and you develop someone, odds are you're gonna learn some more on the way about it, or you're gonna feel the pressure to learn more and stay up to date with it.
Yeah, that's great. Hey, thanks again for listening in, and just as a bonus for those of you who are still listening in, if you Google 5 moments of need, it's always fun to see what autofills. You don't know what they are.
What?
5 moments of need, Mosher, training, certificate, methodology, in learning. Opleiding.
I don't know what that last one was. Is that Canadian?
Netherlands.
Are you on Google CA or something?
No. Netherlands. Not Netherlands. Netherlands.
Netherlands.
Netherlands.
Not to be confused with birders.
Well, thanks again for listening in. Hey, if you haven't yet left a question, be sure to do so. But if you haven't also listened to the Making Disciples podcast, they're a part of the Lifeway Leadership Podcast Network. Just look up Making Disciples on your favorite podcasting app. They've recently talked about how to develop a discipleship pathway, discipling your family, how to sustain discipleship long term. So join Robbie Gallaty and Chris Swain on the Making Disciples podcast as they're a part of the Lifeway Leadership Podcast Network. Catch you guys next time.